Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Dudes what? And Pubes.
Put your dick away already, Jared. Yeah, it's out.
Excited.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, Dudes and Pubes.
Your dick
dudes
looks like
pubes.
A homeless trash guy. Like the guy, he was.
Yeah. Oh,
doesn't? God. It's polished.
It looks like Groucho. Yeah, it looks like a Groucho dick.
I apply mag wheel polish to it.
I bet Jared has a mean curve in his dick, like right to the left.
Like a hard curve, like a San Francisco curve.
Oh.
Like a Gorbachev? Like a Gorbachev?
Did that birthmark just show up in the past few years? It's growing. It's a weird birthmark.
Yeah. It's got these crystals on the top.
It's real rough.
It's really
birthmark.
Bumpy now.
My doctor told me I need to burn my birthmark off.
It looks like chicken skin.
Ew.
Oh, my God. I've never thrown up on a podcast, and I think I just fucking threw up right now.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, where we talk about
welcome
international
to Drinking
issues,
Bros.
Foreign policy, and politics. No,
exactly.
We don't. No,
tonight's podcast is brought to you by Carnivore Club. What goes great with both beer and wine? Gentlemen, I think you know the answer. It's fucking meat. It's meat. For those meat eaters listening right now, imagine this. Imagine every month, somebody packs 2 pounds of the tastiest, high-quality, dry-cured meat they can find into a box, and then they mail that fucking box to you. God
fuck
damn it.
Yeah.
It's a new meat every single month. They've got venison jerky, wild boar, salami, spicy, spreadable pork, you name it. It's a real thing. It's a real fucking thing. Jared Taylor, I watched him eat a whole fucking stick of salami one night.
Dude,
I really did.
I want to know what the last live episode we did, or the video episode. I was literally stuffing salami in my face through the whole fucking thing. I'm
you were eating
the
Carnivore
like,
Club the entire fucking show.
Dude,
I want more.
I know. And you'll get it once a month. So anybody listening out there, you can taste it for yourself. Go to carnivoreclub.co. That's .co and sign up. You can use the promo code DRINKINBROS, DRIKNBROS, to get 10% off your first box. Trust me when I say this. You will never have a fucking tastier box of meats show up to your fucking house than to get Carnivore Club.
Yeah.
Unless you have meat delivered to your house.
Oh, Gerard.
Gerard.
And our other sponsors, of course, I even hate to say it. It's almost like God punched a mountain and then liquid spewed out of this mountain. They put it in a bottle and then they gave it to the general public. It is called Lead Slinger's Whiskey. The finest whiskey in the goddamn land. If they don't have it in your store, ask for it. If the manager comes out and he doesn't have it, punch him in the face and then rape him until he brings it into the fucking store.
Oh,
golly.
Damn.
Why so aggressive, Ross?
That's Lead Slingers. You never know. It's aggressive. It's also for those romantic moments. Like if you're watching The Notebook and want to have a soft fuck, like,
you know,
get Lead Slingers whiskey.
To extend on the Lead Slingers, we're doing rum, and one of my favorites is napalm, but that motherfucker sneaks up on you like a fucking Jared Fogle Subway sandwich. Dude.
Sneaks up on you. It's a Cosby sneak up. It's a Cosby sneak up.
Dude, we were filming and drinking the other night, and it's like a mixed drink, so we were just chilling and drinking, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
I
wish I could have a Subway snack.
Goddamn.
Jimmy John's Jared. You can't. Hey, Triple
fails.
J. Triple J, you gotta.
Triple J,
you gotta back
I'm
away
not
from the stuff.
Jimmy Johns.
Jared, you
Jimmy
are
Jones.
Triple J, dude. You're.
I'm not
we
Triple
really
J.
want that to go public. Jared, the Jimmy John Taylor.
No,
yeah.
I don't want that public.
Yeah. You're JQ.
I finally got rid of Jared Binks. I hated that.
You're J. You're JQ.
Like
Ross Big Dick Patterson, Vincent Rocco Vargas, Jared Jimmy John Taylor.
Yeah,
and then. Matt Best.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's better be giving me, you know, at least half price sandwiches.
Wow. Right. They'll give you something half off. It'll be your pants. You know what I'm saying?
Take your pants off.
Take your fucking pants off.
Lickets box seats, motherfuckers. Lickets
box seats coming to a motherfucking stadium near you. We're playing in Fresno, motherfucking San Francisco. We're doing a whole West Coast tour, motherfucker.
Table or booth. Catch the new mixtape 2017 called Booth or Consequences.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to do the last sponsor, but and try to be like Ross, you know?
Please do.
Next and last sponsor is the best literature piece ever written. In a American history since the fucking Constitution. You have a Nazi Christ while he rides a steamy, the only romance novel for this.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty accurate.
It was good. It was good. I like the way you said, at night she cries while he rides his steed. I like that a lot. You had it in your voice.
That was for D.
It really is.
The only romance novel that got a grown man's arm broken during a commercial shoot.
It did. Hey, by the way, it's the only book that got banned from Walmart because of the graphic pictures, and that's no lie.
Oh, hey. Wow.
It did. Dead serious. Because there was.
Do you know something, too? It's the only book to make me orgasm without touching my dick. Strictly reading. The prowess of the literature made me thrust come.
I had the same thing happen. Yeah.
That's hard to
do. It happened to me while I was shitting. So it was a really awkward situation.
That's a prostate come.
Yeah, that is.
You pegged yourself with your own shit.
That just gave me the shivers.
Well, it's, look.
I'm sorry, Mom, for saying that.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Hey, does your mom listen to the podcast, Matt?
Probably.
My mom does, yeah.
Wait, Mrs. Best, can I get a finger in?
No. Jimmy
I'm not
John's
tell
Jared.
You her actual last name because I'm not going to let you talk about my mom that way.
I wouldn't. Hey, and by the way, I wouldn't. That's we all know moms are off.
My mom
is a
saint.
There's a good
Russ. Now, but what I want to talk about, which is scientific study here, is it the same if you were jacking off while you took a really hard thick shit? Is that the same as a prostate cum? Like if you're getting pegged, is that right? It's the same natural thing.
I have very fast turds, so I don't know. Like.
Are you the fast and turdiest? You're the fast and turdiest. That's what you do, Rocco?
I'm not.
God.
I shit and shit. Sometimes if I
shit standing up.
It doesn't take me a long time to push. It just takes me a long time to just.
Man, I got a bad joke. Is that when you eat too many jalapenos, it's the Paul Walker because it burns?
Damn. Oh, man. I don't like kicking a man when he's down.
That reminds me. R.I.P.
Paul Walker. R.I.P. Paul Walker again.
Sorry, guys.
My new business proposition for Ross. Ross, I have a series of sex toys I want to create that are infused with jalapenos.
Yeah.
How do you say
jalapenos? Is that a
jalapenos? That's what they say at Jimmy John's. Oh, sir, would you like some jalapenos on your sandwich, Jimmy John? Jared?
Rocco's a subject matter expert. How do you say jalapenos?
It's jalapenos.
There you go. See how he said that?
The way Jared says it better.
Think about that.
I like
the way Jared says it better. Sex toys infused with real jalapenos.
Why would you do that?
I mean, it would hurt.
Yeah, it gives you a thrill.
Is it the chlamydia experience where it burns?
Yeah.
Oh.
Me on this burning kick. I'm sorry, guys. I'm struggling. I'm sober right now.
No. Because you guys are. What are you drinking tonight? Nobody can see you.
Challenging.
I'm drinking Lead Singers on the Rocks. Actually, I threw a splash of ginger ale in there, but Lead Singers.
I like that. What about you, Jared? Gerard?
Zima.
You got some Zima imported from Japan? By the way, a friend of mine tried to get Zima for a party. He had to fucking order it on a Japanese eBay, and it finally got sent in. The shit was super expensive, though. I want Zima
still
back
good,
in the United States.
Was it still good?
It was still good, yes. It was still good.
At what point in your life do you like, I want to order international Zima?
When you're rich enough and you're bored, where it is.
Get it.
Did you guys ever play the icing game?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was funny. Like I got grotesquely injured by it, but
what's a grotesquely
injured?
Explain
the icing games to people that just listen don't know.
Like for a while, I want to say it was like 2011.
I think you're right.
Like it was like if you
lived
with a bunch
thing.
Of
it's a fraternity
yeah, if you lived
thing,
with a bunch of dudes or something, you would hide Smirnoff ice places, and once you found it, you had to immediately take an E and chug it.
Or if you hand it to him, right? You can hand him a.
We never played that. It was always hiding.
Usually you find it, so you hide him underneath the toilet seat and tape there, and the dude goes to piss and be like, "Fuck, I gotta drink this shit," and things like that.
So I came home hammered once, and my two roommates were there, and there was a bunch of people over there too. And I go in and I go to flush the toilet, and it won't flush. So I lift the top porcelain piece off the toilet, and there's a Zima in there. Well, I'm like, "Oh, god damn it!" Well, then I dropped the toilet thing on my foot, which broke into a million pieces and then cut my vein on my foot. Yeah. So I was bleeding everywhere.
Ooh, that top vein. I've cut that too. Yeah. It's a nasty. It's a bleeder, dude.
This girl that was there that was hammered pretended she was a nurse and she ran into the garage and got my
like combat med bag and grabbed Quick Clot, and they were
she put Quick Clot
yes,
on you.
Yes, it was awful.
Oh my
like,
god,
everything's now burning.
That's bad when it's still burned.
There's blood
yeah.
that everywhere. Like,
that's a trauma. That's not. I fucking cut my foot.
Yeah, that's
oh,
back when
god.
It's still burned,
yeah,
man.
So yeah. that was the icing game that's for good. For me.
I like. Hey, I like the icing game, and I appreciate you telling that on my birthday. That story on my birthday.
Happy
hey,
birthday, Ross. Happy, birthday, happy
here
fucking
we go.
Birthday.
We got to bring the attention back to him.
Oh, listen to, I was dropped off on. I was dropped off on a, in a basket on somebody's staircase, and this is how I'm treated. I was a special orphan, and I grew up in an all-black family, and now you're going to slight me for my birthday because I appreciate it.
How old are you, Ross? Do you mind me asking? Are you allowed to say that in the podcast?
Yeah. How old are you? How old are you, Matt? You're what,
I'm 29.
Yeah, so I'm like 2 summers older than you. So okay. I'm right in that range. I'm like two summers older than you. I think a summer younger than Rocco. So I'm
you're
somewhere in there.
You're 2016. You're 2016.
Yeah. I'm 2016.
I like
yeah.
that.
I got recircumcised this year for my birthday because I needed
growing.
It. Yeah, I felt like it came back, and I was like, man, peeling back that skin was like peeling back the trunk of an elephant, and I was like, I got to get this off. I got to get
an-eater,
this off.
Dude. It's
why?
A, it's
why?
A
because
an-eater.
it was rough and like and hard.
It dragged a lot. So
I saw. Here's the thing. I
can
saw
you pick up apples like an elephant.
Yeah, I was picking up apples on tables during like nice meals, and then stuffing them up my own ass because that's what happens as an elephant.
What?
No, but as an elephant, like because you know it treats it as like, oh my god, it's an apple. I got to feed myself. So I stuffed an apple up my own ass. I called the Chinese government. They've got a problem over there with kids with really small penises. I donated 4 inches to a needy child over there. So I want to our drinking
only
bro of the week.
Guy? You could have given an inch to 4 different Chinamen, and you gave it all to one.
I could have, but I wanted.
That's more of a difference to one person, though. It's
but
like
but
can you make an okay experience or a great experience?
Yeah, and he is now the most famous porn star out there.
Yeah, what are you, Bernie exactly. Sanders socialist? Just give the inches to everybody. Come on.
No, but what I'm saying is,
I mean, that's how I treat my dick like Bernie Sanders because I give it to everybody for free. You know what I'm saying?
And expect nothing in return. You'll get nothing in return.
Just a quick anteater cum. You know.
Yeah, so if our drinking bro of the week is Ling Mao from Beijing, you'll know why. So he'll be drinking sake with my new dick with my new dick on him.
He's drinking sake with your new dick.
Yeah,
it is. But
what are you drinking?
He's tall for 12. He's tall for being 12.
So what are you drinking there, Ross?
You know what? Since it's my birthday, God, this is a guilty pleasure, and I can't believe I'm going to admit this to you guys. But this is real. You can see it on camera. I love these fucking goddamn 32-ounce Reds Wicked Ales. They're 9%.
God.
They're
9%. Is that the thing we drank on the road trip?
Yes.
I won't say who was driving, but yeah. Fuck. Those who... One thing we are against on the Dream Bros, drink and driving. It was a sober driver. But absolutely, and I'm not fucking around. Don't drink and drive. You're a fucking asshole if you do. Dude, we had that one, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. It was a hangover cure.
Sounds tasty.
It really was. It's a nice little wake me up, and I will say this about that road trip. That's I knew when we were, like, true, like, best friends, where you take a 7-hour road trip in a shitty minivan, and we had a blast that entire trip, and I had no idea it was 7 hours. That flew by really fast.
Yeah. That was quick.
I mean, that was a great time. We wrote seven. Loneliness.
Yeah, that was the fastest. Writing. That was the fastest car ride I've ever had in my entire life.
We were rapping.
Oh, we were, what was that one?
Take your Broncos.
Rocco's.
There was another one.
No, it was like Rocco's dick or something like that. The one that we just kept.
Yeah, we kept rapping about it, dude.
Outside of Vegas, when we were leaving the. Yeah.
Fuck, that was good.
Right by the Speedway.
Yeah.
We had good beats. We were just pulling up, you know, the phone was plugged into the speakers. And
bangers.
Just pulling up beats.
Yeah.
And then we would write songs to those ones.
Bangers.
Everybody kind of has an obnoxiously good freestyle. I was like, where are you
going? And we're all different patterns, too.
Yeah.
It's different sounds.
It sounded like it was off the Chronic 2001.
Yeah.
Well, the Chronic, you know, revisited, obviously, well, Jerry. The first Chronic was about 10 years before that, but.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So today's my birthday. My wife comes home. She's like, "Hey, what do you want to do? I've got a wife and a child now. It's not like it used to be." But it got us talking about our
get rid of them.
I know. Real quick. 0 to 100. But it got us talking about like our craziest birthday stories of like, hey, remember when you used to have fucking crazy ass birthdays? And I was like, yeah, those were fucking wild. What was your craziest birthday, Jared? You've had to have some crazy fucking party.
Well, my birthday is the day after St. Paddy's Day.
Is it really?
So when I was in Florida, like, St. Paddy's Day was my biggest music day because I would end up playing 5 shows that day. Because I was the only guy in town that sang Irish songs.
Wait, you so what? Like you two, or who was it?
Irish music?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like Dropkick Murphys, Flogging.
Oh, okay. You too.
Yeah.
You too.
Dude, you I thought you were making a joke. I thought you meant like real Irish bands. Like Dropkick Murphys is from Boston, aren't they?
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
Massachusetts music. It's drinking.
The
music.
Irish sound.
Yeah. So in Florida, in Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Pensacola, that's where I was for 4 years. The St. Paddy's Day is the turn of the season. So that's when March 17th is when, or March 18th is the day that all the tourists start showing up for spring break, for everything, because the towns die for the winter when it gets cold and it's a beach town. And then March 18th is that switch day. So on the 17th, every year, all the bar owners hold this giant party in the top of the Emerald Grand, which is a big hotel resort in Destin. And they bring all their booze and all their bartenders there and people that are, you know, got people that play music, people, their friends, everything. And they hold this giant party the night before the turn of the season. So after I finished my rounds doing music this 1 year, I went there. I remember, like, you have full bar, free access. Everything's covered. It's the next morning I woke up in the bark behind a Chili's.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Chili's. Yeah. Did you have chili food on your t-shirt?
No. So, and this leads to another time that I slept behind a Chili's, but so
thank God we have cool relationships for the story you're about to fucking tell.
So we were hanging out with this guy from Alabama that had a couple houses in town. He's a really rich dude, really awesome dude. His name's Von Honeycutt, and he
what was that last name?
Von Honeycutt.
He remembers all the names.
Yeah.
So Von is like 65 years old. He loved hanging with the boys. He never got married, so he's always single. And when he met kind of our group, he's like, I fucking love hanging out with you boys. You boys are a blast. So he had a throwaway house that was near the mall right next to that Chili's. That's where you would take women that he didn't want to show that he had a mansion on the water.
Yeah.
So there's like, you got like graduated sometimes. So I knew when I woke up at that Chili's, I could run to Von's house because I was close. So I knock on the door. It's like 10 a.m. and he answers it in his robe, and he's got a screwdriver in his head. He's like, "Boy, you look like you could use some vodka." I'm like, shoeless. And then he got his guy that drives his car for him, and we drove around Destin looking for my vehicle because I had no idea where I left it.
Destin is the redneck Riviera. I love Destin.
I love Destin too.
You've got to have some fucked up stories in Destin. Destin is home of the sunglasses. There's a Hooters there as well.
Panama City too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, PC, forget about it. I've fucked up PC before.
So I've slept behind a Chili's a second time, and I think it was just because it was familiar to me when I was drunk. So like,
you're like, oh, Chili's.
I remembered the first time I was safe. So the second time I was like, if I can make it to a Chili's, I can.
You're good.
There.
There's a warm bush and a fucking comfy curb.
Actually, that second one will warrant a story for another show because that's a really good story. It involves 4 dudes, 4 chicks, a washing machine, and a broken wall.
Fuck.
how do you a broken wall? Like, I don't get how you
a wall got broken. You know,
that's like that one story.
I start
three,
wrestling.
Three dudes in a stolen car, but that's not a birthday story. So I won't tell that.
What about you,
dudes,
Matt Bass?
We don't know.
You got any crazy birthday stories? Do you have any crazy parties?
Again, see, you're going to call me an asshole. I don't really go out too much on my birthday. It's just another day. I will say I was kind of an asshole on a birthday, but it was a deserving asshole. I was in a relationship. We lived together for like 2 years. We hated each other. We were young. She hated me. I hated her. Whatever. Long story short, on my birthday, we were drinking, and she was just being a total fucking cunt to me. You know, and it was like my birthday. I was like, just be nice, you know?
Yeah.
And we're in Santa Barbara. My brother drove down, and I just fucking cut a switch, dude. I was like, fuck this. I ended up taking a glass. I threw it in the bar because she was fucking mouthing off about some shit. Threw the glass, said I'm out. I walked out the fucking bar, went to a club that I know right down the street. I mean, I was like 23 at the time. Took a girl home, and my that was the end of a relationship, obviously. I was ready. We're already in the process of breaking up, but really facilitated it with a one-night stand, you know? I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, well, I better, you know, piss or get off the pot. Here we go.
We bought a Matt bought a dirt bike yesterday. We met a girl that said she was going through the process of breaking up.
Oh, with her dirt bike? That. Was she bringing the dirt bike with her?
She was a dirt bike salesman. Yeah. And she's, you know,
very
in the process of breaking up.
Well, no, but she was very adamant on it. She's like, oh, well, she's in a relationship. And she goes, no. I mean, I'm in the process of breaking up. I'm like, oh, that's
shopping.
Do you need some water? Because you sound thirsty, bitch. You know?
Yay. Hi-o.
I've got a big garage for that dirt bike if you want to park your dirt bike in there.
And by dirt bike, we mean a 110cc little bitch bike.
Or your wiener. My wiener is available to park in that.
I've also got a rubber ass we could put things in.
Boy. Let's get into that.
No.
Story.
Yeah.
I got a lot of videos today from my birthday from a lot of friends.
I had a birthday that was crazy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'm just fucking.
You never had a Mexican birthday that was crazy. I find that hard to believe.
No, I've had cool birthdays. Nothing like crazy that's like even worth talking like it's been exciting. I think had really good birthdays. Recently, I had a really good one. That's it. Nothing crazy.
Well, anything, like when you were growing up, there was no like house parties or any shit you threw?
Dude, I was usually pretty, summertime's always baseball time, so I've always been gone doing baseball stuff, so I don't really recall.
You didn't have like a fucking quinceanera or something? Like,
no, man. Boys don't do that in the Latin culture, really. I guess some do, but not me. No, like honestly, the last birthday I had was pretty awesome. Where we went to California and all my old buddies from baseball stuff came by, and my mom ordered and Julie ordered a taco lady, and we hang out, we drank beers, told old stories. Man, that was a fucking rad night.
That's a badass birthday
right there,
bro.
Like that's my badass time. Yeah,
I've had some fucking throwdowns where it was like holy shit, the cops were involved.
Really? Wow.
No
really?
Lies. My 18th birthday, I grew up in Georgia. Shit gets wild in Georgia anyways, and about 600 people showed up to a 200 square foot house. There was four kegs on the back deck that was two stories high. There was about 150 people jammed on that trying to get to the beer. The deck broke off the side of the fucking house.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, it got real dangerous. The kegs rolled down to the woods. About maybe 15 or 20 people fell down a ravine. The cops came.
Was anybody hurt?
Nobody was seriously hurt, and luckily the people that were kind of like scraped up were my best friends. But if that happened in today's world, I would have
lawsuits up the wazoo.
19
dude.
Lawsuits. I mean, Johnny Cochran would be fucking arguing against my party. Pulling a race card. You know, like there wasn't enough black people at your party, like that type of shit. Where you're just like, oh, Jesus Christ. The police showed up. And there was bodies hidden all over the house. There was beer and liquor everywhere, and there was a meat freezer down in the basement full of
meat freezer. That's the start to every good story that I know is there's a meat freezer. You know,
every single time. So all the beer and the liquor was hidden in there. The cops found that. They emptied out the house and they threatened to arrest my dad, which luckily didn't happen. But we had to the next morning. Dude, we had to call the insurance and fucking report a new deck. I mean, it was literally the back half of the house ripped off.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
That was my 18th birthday, and I still hear about it to this day. Anytime there's like something found underneath a fridge, like an old M&M from like, you know, 1999, they're like, oh, hey, we found an M&M. Guess what? I think that was your party that you had where the cops came where you almost got arrested. So I'm constantly being reminded of that.
The moment that lives in infamy.
Forever.
Ross Patterson's 18-year-old birthday.
That's pretty...
Which you turned 19 today, apparently.
I know, I did. Yeah. I turned 19, and I've still got my boyish grin. Still the cock of the walk, you know. I still got my penis.
And you have a bunch of awesome friends to send you the most fucked up shit you've ever seen on a private forum that no one will ever get to see.
Ever. You know, I like the video you sent me today won the day for sure.
Well, see, I'm all about winning Ross Patterson's day, and it all started when we shot the Indiegogo trailer campaign. And I won't get into the specifics of it, but I was like, God. Ross is really hard to like get shock value on him. Like, he's so smart and creative that it's really hard for him to go, oh fuck, I didn't see that coming. So I really pushed the boundaries on the shit
Ross. You did. You really
and the
did.
One in, the, oh, that God. One in the, where were we? Wilmington? No, where were we?
We were in Durham.
In Durham. Let's just say don't eat a bunch of burritos and whiskey and then wake up at 6 in the morning to go film some shit because it gets aggressive.
Boy, oh my God. Boy, that was a fog that I didn't think was ever going to clear. It really
burned. That is burned. That video is burned in my head. I don't know.
Ross Patterson. Oh, Ross Patterson.
Man, I still, like to this day, I'm still haunted by that video.
Would you say
it's like the Blair Witch Project for me?
Would you say the one I sent today was more shock value than that one?
Absolutely, because I couldn't tell if you were really throwing up and if that was your penis. I won't expand on it anymore. Dude, those two things for the audience should be enough. Where it's like, oh hey,
yeah,
the is that really his penis though. And was he really throwing up?
Yeah, it was wild, dude.
Yeah,
because a lot
it,
of people look, a lot of friendships, you know, they always say, oh man, we send each other the craziest videos. Somebody videotaped our life. It'd be fucking crazy. It's not compared to what we do on a daily basis. Like,
just
what
for
you
fun.
Send me today, yeah, I didn't know if it was a man or a woman or if it was your penis or not. And then well, you were no, throwing no, no, no. up whoa, on whoa, top whoa, whoa. Of it.
A precursor, I sent you a video before that video.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you
talk
did.
About that. Talk about that video. What did I send you before I sent you the really
think,
fucked
I
up
think
one?
I think that was your twin sister.
Yeah, it was. It was my twin sister.
It was like a scene from the Hannibal Lecter movie.
I sent Ross a video today, and it was just literally me standing in front of the camera, and I was like, "Hey, man, just want to say happy birthday, dude. I fucking love you." And then I stand up, and I'm tucked back.
Yeah,
I got
you
a fruit
full,
basket.
You went full Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, and as if I didn't even know what was happening. I said, yeah, just happy birthday, bro. And just quick no dick shot from the front.
You sent me the Caitlyn Jenner, and it was awesome. And Jared was like, oh, hey, you're going to post this. And I was like, no, I'm not. Like we're bros. You know
yeah,
the bro
Jared's
line.
Jared's over there like trying to get Ross to – and then Ross thankfully texts me, goes, don't worry, like bro code, I won't post. I was like, yeah, I'm literally naked with my dick tucked behind me. Like, let's
yeah,
not
we could
post
probably
that.
Sell it, but it's who can, funny, we yeah. wouldn't do it?
Like I said, yeah. like different motives.
You know,
there's a bro code. There's a bro code.
Exactly.
Especially the second one. The second one, like,
God,
yeah.
That
damn.
One can't go anywhere.
There was yeah. full
first
shaft.
One could go.
There was full shaft.
There was full insertion.
Yeah. Yeah. You can crop it, too, and just have it replay. I just. And it's just
Dude, when I filmed that, and this is just us talking. I feel like the audience is not going to know what we're talking about. But there was about 8 seconds, and I started laughing, dude. I was like, this is so fucked. Like, I was like, what am I doing in my life? So when I edited it, I was like, all right, I need to be 1 second.
No,
so
if it was
like,
8 seconds, that would have been hilarious.
And oh, man.
No, there was too much shaft, dude. There was way too much shaft. It was hey, it was aggressive.
Matt, in all honesty, that was the funniest video I've ever seen in my entire life. And not only that, but the sick part about it was I had to watch it again to decide, like, oh, hey, is that his real? Is that his real dick? Or
yeah, you didn't expect it, right?
No,
I was
no.
taking a shit and
no,
I opened
it.
I was like,
it.
Oh,
yeah.
fuck, dude. I felt disgusting because I had my pants down. I was watching.
Everybody's response. Rocco says, oh, fuck. Jared goes, oh, my God. And I never get that response from
I
you
said,
guys.
No, no.
Dick.
No. And then you said, was that a real dick or whose dick was that?
I
was like,
I laughed my ass off. But here's the thing. People should know about you at home. You were the Eminem of sending personal videos. You can't beat you. Like, there's nobody who can out rap you or beat you.
Don't give me that challenge.
Don't know. I will. Matt by far is the best at like video challenges.
Okay.
He will.
You're
he
saying
will dominate. He will dominate
you're
your whole
you're
world.
You're saying that now, but wait until you see what I come up with in Washington.
I Matt's a champion in his own right. I would say second place. Jack Mandeville's videos are pretty funny.
Well, something that, like, guys, so for the audience that's listening, we have a Drinking Bros, like, text forum. It's just Ross, Rocco, JT, and myself. And throughout the days, like, I think why we like this podcast so much is we're best friends. We're all best friends, and we all enjoy our company. And all these guys are insanely creative and smart. So it's like, not smart. We're all assholes, but The shit that goes on there on a daily basis, it's like, who can be the wow factor? Who can fuck up the day where it's like, there's almost like Ross was saying, there's a title given for each day. It's like, all right, Matt might have won today, but then tomorrow JT sends you like a fish blowing a dude in Russia. And
oh,
you're just like,
that's a good one. Yeah. Were his buddies holding it for him?
Fish videos, great.
And the chicken one was good too. I think I sent that
one. Yeah. God. It's so we go really.
We try to
dark
find
places.
The end of the internet. That's what we try to find. The end of the internet, the weirdest video you can find that
or
day.
We create it.
Or you create it.
Yeah, exactly.
Ross, to end the my video talk for today, but did you see any of that coming when I was singing you happy birthday? We're like, oh, is he just gonna sing a comedic song? And then it just
and that's that's the beauty of your videos, is all of them are totally unexpected. So it's like there's videos you film with Mel where it's like, oh hey, he's going around a corner. Totally normal video. They're in their house chilling out, and it's like, oh my God, that happens. you were, like I said, you were the Eminem of personal video messages.
I appreciate it.
No one can beat you. I can't. I'm Elton John. I'm a candle in the wind to you. I can't do it. And your videos are something special. And like, not only that, but I laugh for like days later where it's like, oh my God, that was so fucked up. Like, holy shit.
That's the shit I can't do on the internet. Like, where my brain goes, I have to tailor it back for YouTube skits. Whereas, like, with you guys, like, I trust you with my life. So I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm sticking my dick in a plastic fucking ass.
It wouldn't
and
be
then
the first time I've seen
your
dick.
What? Yeah.
In a rubber ass. Dude, we had bought 4 jars of mayonnaise because the original video was going to be him jerking off at the table, and I was gonna go, what are you doing? And it was gonna cut to me getting hit with like 4 handfuls of
the and then I was gonna come in the room and see it and like, oh, and just throw up everywhere. So it's gonna be a fucking
and then
epic.
Just say happy birthday
happy birthday, Ross.
Oh, God.
That's why I wanted to end that video just so normal. It's like, happy birthday, Ross. And you're just like, he was sane. How is he sane after that shit?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
You can't go there.
No, you can't. And here's the thing at home, like, because a lot of people listen to the show or watch your videos and they're like, dude, Matt Bass can't be that crazy in real life. Oh, no. The videos you see, he takes it 90 times further than what you actually see on the internet.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I deleted it right away. As soon as
I deleted it from my phone.
Same here. Yeah. I delete the shit.
Got it.
Jared has it.
Yeah, Jared's got an entire Hillary Clinton
database.
This
is how fucked that video was. I sent Mel the video of the tucked video, and she goes, oh my God, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, happy birthday, Ross. And she laughed. And then I was like, I almost sent her the one I did, that second one. I was like, No, I'll let her ask me when she listens to podcasts. Like, what video was that? Like, I'm not showing you.
Oh, man.
That's how fucked up it was.
Well, it's funny because he had that thing on the table earlier and we were fucking with it. Well, not touching it, obviously, because we know what's
going on. We were keeping
on.
Pens inside of it.
Yeah, we used it. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You sell those.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I like to consider myself a pretty nice guy, but like when it comes to comedy, man, I'm a dark, dark dude. Like, I like to push the boundaries.
I love that shit, obviously. I love that shit, though. Like, but
half of comedy is catching somebody off guard where you're like, oh, this joke's going to happen. But when you fucking do something completely different, that's what I find is funny in my life, because it's hard for me to be like, even Deadpool, when we were watching Deadpool, there's some jokes that are coming. I'm like, oh, he's going to shoot the guy. Pow. You're like, all right. Like, it's shock value for normal people, but I know it's coming. So it's like,
right.
When you really fuck with people's heads, that's what I really find funny to myself.
It keeps coming.
Same here. And by the way, Matt, to your point, I heard a great interview the other night, not to promote somebody else's podcast, but Marc Maron had Sacha Baron Cohen on. And Sacha Baron Cohen, he doesn't do any interviews at all. He went through his entire career and listed why, how, what he did, and it was holy shit. I was like, fuck. I mean, he could have gotten killed doing that Bruno shit, and he describes it graphically, and I was like, God damn. Thankfully, there's somebody like that out in the world, and you're like, will there ever be another one of that person? And then I watched that video today, and I was like, yeah, there could be another one of that person if they let you do that.
One day when we ever, like, we were like, fucking good. We'll push. I mean, Two Wheels of Loneliness. I mean, that's pushing the boundary right there, bro.
I'm learning how to ride a motorcycle now because of it. I've been fucking around with these guys' bikes and shit so I can learn how to get
and
on.
By, Jared, by the way, for,
Jared,
for my
what
birthday,
is two wheel? Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead,
by the way, for my birthday, I've gotten 90 pictures of shirtless men riding motorcycles. Everybody wants to see that movie after we talked about it on that podcast.
Yeah.
Two Wheels of Loneliness blew up.
That's what I'm learning, dude.
Loneliness.
That's going to be one of those ones that they're going to laugh at us about, but then it's gonna do crazy good.
In a world
I gotta grow the mustache
where
out
you
again.
Must fight, one this... man liked to ride bikes and suck dicks. Matt Best is two wheels of loneliness.
I want to ride! I want to ride!
We were talking about how Matt will never do like a... He's afraid of the PDA, so instead he's just fucking dudes behind the door, so he never actually has to do a kissing or fuck scene.
No, dude, all softcore, like bang, like the act of it, like that's no problem. Like what I did in Range 15, like I'll do that with a fucking dude. I don't care, but like I'm not gonna kiss it. I can't bring myself to do it.
That's what I'm saying. We'd write your characters just afraid of a little PDA, bro.
Especially when it's my role. Like, you know, it's not like Michael Bay casted me for fucking a movie where I'm getting $9 million and kiss a dude. Like, all right, whatever, but. Fuck, it's not art, it's reality. Whatever actors say it's art, I mean, ask Ross Patterson.
Bro, there was a 7-minute kiss scene. You wrote this movie. What's
And
you know what? I'm starting to reevaluate my life when one of the most fucked up scenes in the world in our movie, I suggested that we should do that. I wrote that part.
You did write that part.
I'm a very compromising situation.
I went back to Joe Blow movie trailers today and read all the comments on there. They're so depressing. Everybody hates this movie that has no idea what it is.
What, Range 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I will say this, because Joe Blow is a Hollywood site. Like, they don't get shit like this. Like, they...
Hey, Ross, can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah.
Tell me what you told me about your favorite movie and the advice you were given, because it's a wonderful perspective.
Yes. So when we made this film, I said, hey, when the trailer comes out, guys... Like, no matter what is said about it across the board, I'm going to tell you what my very, very first agent told me about my first movie. He said, Ross, what's your favorite movie? I said, it was The Shawshank Redemption. He goes, great. Go to the IMDb page of Shawshank Redemption. See how many people rated that as the worst movie they've ever seen in their entire life. And it was maybe like 5,000 or 6,000. No one hates Shawshank Redemption. No one. But when you go to IMDb, there's 6,000 people who fucking... That was the worst movie they've ever seen in their life. Yes. And then the second thing he does, he said, who's your favorite actor or who's the most respected actor at the time? And I said, George Clooney. He goes, great. Go to the IMDb and go to his message board of George Clooney. You will find 50 million people that said he's a fucking hack. He's a shitty actor. He's awful. And after that, it brought a lot of perspective where it was like, oh, all right. Nobody will really fucking ever like anything fully. Like, you can't please everybody all the time. You just got to make the shit you want to make, and then after that, fuck it. It's like if you try hard to make a cult classic and everything, you're not going to do it. Like,
well, with Range 15, it's like everybody has their expectations, but at the end of the day, like for the budget that we were given, the movie absolutely supersedes that, I think. Like,
crushes
it. And then like for our community, like if that's my big thing. It's like if you enjoy our YouTube channel, you're going to love our movie. Like it's hands down. It's like way better written, way better produced, way better execution of a YouTube video, but you can't even really compare it to a YouTube video. It stands on its own. So it's like all the other people, fuck you. And Jack Mandeville, which I steal this line all the time, said the coolest line. He said, I blanked here, right? Good quote. Can't even say it.
It was a great quote. Said, it was so memorable that it takes you a while to think about it.
He said, it's a luxury to be offended. And I love that. And it truly is. It's like these people that like want to talk shit. It's like, how about this? Go raise your own funds, make your own fucking movie, then we'll compare dicks, motherfucker. Like,
yeah.
So I don't listen to haters. I learned a long time ago not to listen to people that talk shit. Because if it's like you're on my platform, my social media, and you're talking shit on me, it's like, well, you're obviously invested in me in some capacity emotionally, or you'd get the fuck off my site and block my posts. Like, you're like, right? Like, that's a rational perspective on it.
Yeah. And I think the thing that's most important to the perspective to maintain is nobody understands the military and your brand of humor, so they don't get it. They think they're seeing like, all those people on Joe Blow thought they were seeing a big-budget Hollywood movie with a bunch of military jokes they didn't understand versus, oh, hey, the military movie, like, fuck you guys. It doesn't really matter if you like it or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? What? Like,
yeah. And I think true. And what do you guys think, Jared and Rocco? Like the trailer, I thought was it's a good trailer, but the movie is so much fucking better.
Give anything away.
Yeah, because you don't want to give anything away. You don't want to give anything away from the movie.
But to speak on that note, man, a lot of things that I've seen B-rated movies or whatever, they give the they want to sell the movie. So they just they literally it's a time lapse of start to finish of the movie.
No,
they
think,
sell everything.
Which, I think what our trailer did was just show that we had some higher quality. What they expect, right. They didn't expect it was gonna be that much quality. Yeah,
exactly.
They showed a little bit of the humor, but never touched the shit that's gonna fucking hit the fan.
No, there's like seven scenes in the movie that are the most fucked up things ever, and we didn't even forecast those or foreshadow them. We didn't even mention them. So it's like, I can't wait for somebody to watch this, and it's going to offend a lot of people, but like, yeah. Or a core audience is going to be like, nailed it.
Yeah, look, this will be a Super Troopers for the military audience, and I'm fucking amped about that.
Which I get to see you in like a week, Ross. That's exciting.
I know. The two of us together around my birthday, we're going to go to El Compadre together and have margaritas.
While you're out there, you guys should try and hunt down Broken Lizard. Say hi.
You know, it's funny, Jared. I tried to hook those guys up from this. They were busy with their own campaign, and they seemed a little too famous for us. No, like that's a dead honest assessment.
Well,
they are a little more famous than us. That's cool. We're just four dudes that like to drink whiskey.
Truthfully, like
cheers, you fuckers.
Cheers, motherfucker. Yeah. Cheers. But truthfully, like I think you guys house them, and I think this movie will live longer than that. So I'm amped about it.
We got Big Poppy. Of course, we house them.
Yeah,
we got Big Poppy.
And well, this is just the first.
Huh?
Exactly. First of many. Exactly. Hey, and the first one, you know, they just saw the sequel. I don't know when that's coming out. I haven't heard a release date, nothing, whereas ours is coming in theaters in June. We shot
which
a
is
month
surprising
before theirs.
Not to mention, we or Indiegogo campaign was like, what, five, 6 months after theirs?
Yeah.
And we're already coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You came out a long time ago.
I am perfectly happy with everything that we're doing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Heck, Again, I'm sure it'll turn around once this movie comes out and it does real well. Then we'll get a phone call. Well, oh man, yeah. You guys should.
Well, those guys have already been in the limelight. They've already, you know, we're stepping in and taking over. It's gonna be, they're gonna see us and be like, fuck, dude.
And our fat guy can beat up yours.
Wait, yeah. Who are you gonna beat?
Yeah, who's the fat guy?
I'll beat up Farva.
Am I the fat guy?
No.
Oh, you're the fat. Okay, cool. Whew,
we'll go with Jared.
I don't know.
I've been working out.
Like you're the bigger dude, but you work out every single day. So it's like, how do you? What's the definition?
I could beat up Farva.
Yeah, you would take Farva, dude.
You're a scrapper.
Dude, I gotta admit, I saw Jared. We were hitting. You actually, Rocco and I both pride ourselves on being pretty okay fighters. He's a better fighter than I am, of course. But like, we went on Fort Bliss and hit those fucking. What are the little red boxings where you get rated?
You told me Jared lit it up. Jared lit it up.
Dude, he beat me by like 20 points, and I was fucking pissed because I was like, no fucking way. Rocco was throwing for the fences, and he missed it, dude.
I missed the fucking thing.
But to your avail, I went tried to high kick it, and I had like skinnier jeans on, and I fucking ate shit.
Hell, yeah. We were
Rocco, you're doing a fight companion show for the Drinking Bros podcast fan page on Facebook. What's that going to be about, by the way?
Really, we're just gonna be talking about whatever the biggest fights are gonna be probably that week, or some big on social media, whether it's a big boxing match, a big MMA match. We're just gonna talk about it. I'm gonna give my predictions personally, give a little bit of a review on the fighter, maybe some backstory on each fighter and why I believe whoever's gonna win each one. Only because you know that's kind of something.
I like that. Look, there's only one guy out there, Max Kellerman, that's doing it better, and I think you might have him. I think you might have him,
amazing.
Rocco.
He's amazing, man.
He is good. Curious. That motherfucker's knowledgeable as shit.
Hey, he came out of nowhere, too, dude. And you're like, who's this young dude? And like, holy fuck, he's amazing at this shit. Dude.
Yeah, he's a savant.
I would be curious to hear from the Drinking Bros, like, podcast guys that watch the show, how many are into MMA? Like, I would imagine in our demographic, a lot of people would, right?
Yeah,
it's
going to be a good amount of people in our demographic.
Hey, but the page
the good
or whatever.
Thing about that,
curious,
there's a lot of MMA fighters in the movie.
There is.
There's like 15. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's some amazing fighters.
Dude, hey, Rocco, list them off for the audience, by the way.
Well, Randy Couture, Tim Kennedy. Couture, we had a Josh. What's his name?
Greg Jackson.
Appears.
Yep.
Greg Jackson's the trainer. We had Phil Davis.
He appeared, though.
Who's the younger kid?
Thompson.
Yeah.
And Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had those two.
Who's a female fighter? She was rad.
She's the one I didn't know, man.
I didn't know. I looked her up.
She was rad. She had a fight scene with Jack Mandeville.
She was cool as fuck, dude.
So a lot of these fighters came out of the Jackson camp, and a couple others just outside of it, just friends associated with Jackson. And again, those came from Tim Kennedy, obviously, association and Ranger Up's close relation with all the MMA stuff they've been doing. And they came out and supported. And right now, man, several of those guys are kicking ass and taking names. So it's exciting to see them doing really good in the MMA world now, and knowing that this movie's going to come out, and hopefully we can help push them out and get some more social media views for them as well.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that, because right now we have JT's movie reviews, and I love those. I wish Jared would stop watching children's movies and maybe just rate an adult movie.
I'll rate an adult movie.
We should pick a movie for him.
Yeah, what was the movie you did today, Jared? The Journey of the
Project Almanac.
Yeah, about a child and his dad and that whole shit got fucked up. Like, yeah.
Hey, it the thing is I find these things like in the depths of the archives of Netflix and Amazon Prime. And
you
since
do.
Everybody has those, I like to talk about things that maybe, you know, you didn't know existed in something you already have.
But I'm just saying, maybe try an adult movie, maybe try an Oscar movie this next time out.
Yeah, but what the fun is that? Everybody's got to read everything about them Oscar movies.
No, they're not. They're not. Let's take like an Oscar documentary.
Which one?
So I just watched one the other night. Whatever Happened to Nina Simone? It was really good. I like rock docs, so it was a weird one. But maybe go into that route, Jared. That's all I'm saying. Maybe not children's.
You know, all I'm saying is Selena Gomez didn't text me back. I'm a little sad.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. She didn't text you back at all.
She didn't. I don't know if my text I saw when I was sober, and I was like,
it's a little forward.
It's a little forward. I was like, you don't know me, but you should know me. I was like, God, I come off as a total fucking asshole prick.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't get blocked.
She didn't block me. It was delivered. So, yeah, maybe some old dude has that number. I don't know, but, you know.
He sent the dick pic back. You're like, oh, shit.
He's just like, my name's Selena Poncho, and he's fucking giant dick. Oh, God.
Yes. Hey, sorry, motherfucker. Sorry, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck.
Well, happy birthday to me. So, since this is my birthday, we're gonna go to drinking. We're gonna go to the drinking bro of the week.
You pick it, Ross. It's your fucking birthday.
It's coming for me. I'm gonna go to a young man from New Jersey. He makes pizzas. They're delicious. His name is Donnie Morgan. He's been a supporter since day one. Loved all the films, FDR, American Badass, Helen Keller versus Night Wolves. He did a lot for those campaigns. He loves Range 15, and he makes delicious pizzas in New
Jersey. Pizzas,
I'm a fan.
That's all you need to have, man, in life, is make a good pizza.
I'm a fan.
So, Donnie Morgan, you were the drinking bro of the week. If I am ever in New Jersey, I will get a Joe Pesci with you, which is a shot of rum mixed with a shot of triple sec. I just made that up. I just made that up. Just made that up right now. But whatever the New Jersey drink is, whatever the opposite whatever the opposite is of a Long Island iced tea, I'm into that for sure.
I'm into that.
Listen, is his name Donnie, you said?
Donnie Morgan, yes.
Listen, Donnie Morgan, we're not an air conditioning unit because we're fans. You know what I'm saying?
Holla. Holla.
Oh, I had to end it with a bad one, dude.
Donnie Morgan,
I liked
ladies
it.
And gentlemen.
I like that joke. I like that joke a lot.
You know, really scripted and shitty.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Matthew. No, it's not.
I found out from the city council today that Rocco's chin actually has an easement.
What is
no
that?
Shit.
Wow. When is that happening? When is that happening?
It's property that's actually owned by the county.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So that's
normally
know that.
When property's really large and they need to put power lines and stuff in.
Yeah. I saw, you know, it's funny. Last time I saw Rocco, he had four gold old prospectors on his chin. And they were digging. They were digging for stuff, Rocco.
Dude, hold on. We need to open a sushi restaurant. You know when they have the girls that you can eat sushi off the naked girls?
Yeah.
Imagine like 25 Rocco faces with a chin, and you get to eat the sushi off
tables.
The chin. Oh, my God. That's great.
It's just called Rocco's Fish.
It's the boat.
But then if you want sake, you have to drink it out of your mouth.
Oh, chin-chin. No. Chin-chin. Yeah. It's called chin-chins.
I love sushi, too.
It's just called, so it's good. The restaurant's called Sea of Rocco.
If it was open.
The Sea of Rocco.
It's called Hold On For Your Dear Life. Sometimes I look over at you, it's almost like Sylvester Stallone is hanging off cliffhanger style.
You know what's funny?
Their catch line is so much beef, you think it's Carnival Club.
I don't notice it's that big. Everyone talks about my chin. I was like, man, I've never thought it was big. I never thought it was big.
It's not. Is hey, it Rocco. Big? No, it's not. It's not. In all honesty, it's not. Like, it's a fun little thing that we
people,
like to play.
I have big ears. People pick on those things. I shouldn't have said that on a podcast.
I don't, it doesn't bother me. But
everybody
chin.
Picks a facial feature.
Never,
and they
yeah,
go
it's
after
never bothered
it.
Me.
Totally. Hey, Rocco, whenever people see me in the street, they're like, oh, look at that dumb guy and his big, dumb penis. Like, you know, everybody's.
Oh, my yeah. God.
His big, whole dumb fucking, penis.
His big,
it's
dumb
funny,
penis
man.
Walking around, his big, fucking, dumb dick.
Because
always
cause
out.
My father, my mother and father both, I don't think, have big chins. I think I got both of their chins.
Did the mailman have a big chin?
Yeah, the mailman has a huge fucking chin.
Well, dip me in shit and roll me in bread.
My dad's going to kick your ass for that comment.
Sorry, Mr. Vargas. I respect you. You're a great fighter. I love you. And yeah, thank you for your cut work.
I respect and love all
we
of your work. I'm really sorry.
I briefly talked to him.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jared, can you give us a Stitches update? What happened with that? Because Rocco. By the way, Rocco, you would knock the fuck out of Stitches in 10 seconds.
I don't know about 10. I'm always like one of those guys, like, a fight's a fight, but I'd take it pretty smart at first.
If
and
he's
see
still
what he does.
180, you almost got 100 pounds.
No, I know I'd win. I know I'd win. I just don't know how I would choose to win. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you're going to choose
Stitches?
To win fast.
Yeah. I want to put on a show. I want to put on a show.
His manager checked us all out. You know, I guess. They were. I really don't know that much. I just know I got sent his phone number. Said hit him up. I hit him up. I was like, hey, you know, if you want to.
Well, you hit Stitches up.
He did.
Yeah.
If you want to put out something funny, or want to do this, you know, we could do this.
If you didn't see Ross, the day that we actually put out the fight, the next day he put on social media that he's going through some stuff. That's medically. He's saying that he has terminal cancer. So we didn't want to kick a man while he's down.
Really?
But there's
we,
also
we don't know if it's real.
Yeah, we don't know if it's real.
Lies
he does a lot of publicity stunts, a lot of social media stunts. Yeah. 6 months ago, he had a terminal illness, and mysteriously, it was cured. So again, I'm not one to kick a man while he's down. So if that's the truth, then we'll back off. But when we find out something's different, you know, we'll reach out again and see if he's ready.
Dude, that's cool. A good bout. Kanye West versus Matt Best. Stitches versus Rocco Vargas.
Versus Farva.
Jared versus Farva, and then
you guys would just eat hot dogs. It's not a fight.
I mean,
we're sitting Indian style, just chowing dogs.
and by the way, dude, if at Rodriguez, Robert Rodriguez, does not get back to me about writing Machete Kills Again in Space, he's on that fucking list too. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
would you take Ross versus Rodriguez?
Oh, my gosh. We should make that fight.
We should do that fight card.
I
feel like Ross would be like, what's the big, the kind of the fat fighter? Not that you're fat. You're not at all, Ross. But the guy.
Nelson.
Ross is swinging the bro, like the one, hardcore right hand.
The Haymakers. Blackheart. Blackheart was the wrestler.
The Drinking Bros UFC, the fight card needs to be Ross versus Rodriguez, you versus Stitches, Matt versus Kanye, and me versus Farva.
Oh, dude, man. That would
tell
sell
Kanye
out
if he beats me, I'll give him $53. Not million, dollars. Yeah. I don't have that.
Not million.
I don't even have $1 million, damn it.
He's so fucking weird, man.
Hey, Matt, by the way, they're having problems. Like, rumor has it divorce is on the horizon because he's lost his mind.
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding. Dude, that woman right there, if you have no money, you don't have her, man. If you're
going to claim
bankruptcy, you're going to lose her no matter what. That's her.
Yep. Fuck. Yeah.
That's her whole brand is success. You can't be fucking married to a goddamn wash-up, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal.
Are any numbers out on his album yet?
Yeah, they're not. No, because here's the thing. So he released it on Tidal. Rumor has it 9 million people signed up for Tidal, so he got a cut of that. But the album isn't out anywhere, so I don't know how you fucking sell shit off of that. And it's
been
pirated. It's been pirated over 1 million times already.
Oh, he's fucked.
Fucked.
He's fucked.
So, I have a copy. I don't belong to Tidal. I'm not going to
say as they say like Kurt does, he's proper fucked.
Yeah. He's proper fucked. Yeah.
Jeez, oh, my God.
But in his defense, his only defense, I will say this. God, as much as this pains me to say it, the album is brilliant, and I love it. And if he would just shut the fuck up, him and John Mayer, they'd go down as geniuses. And no one would know it, none the wiser, because the album is great. The album is great. But on that note, we are out of here, gentlemen. This was a fun show. I like this tonight.
Yeah.
It was good. It was nice and mellow. We all have to fly, so we're a little sober tonight. It's good. Like, not that much dick
relatively
talking,
sober. Relatively sober. So
yeah, I got a good buzz on right now. Rocco has to drive me home, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Anyways.
Proud of you for not drinking and driving. So for Jared Taylor, Matt Best, Vincent Rocco Vargas, and Ross Patterson.
Whoa, one thing before you close this. Happy birthday, Ross.
Happy birthday.
Happy fucking birthday, dude.
Thank you so much.
Watch me fucking a plastic ass, please.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding.
Boy, was that your dick? Are you going to admit to that? Or that was
It's hearsay. Yeah. It's hearsay. It's hearsay.
It is. Goodbye, everybody.
All love of you guys. Hearsay. Good night. We love you guys. Woo. Bye-bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.